holding in Rashi in Testament Aleph, five lines on the bottom. The Maris Yikdashu Yodai, let me say him. Shemalacha Kamisha Bos Lo'ilam. So once you do it in that language, it's considered that it's here. The work that the hands are going to produce is here. Okay, so that addresses the one liberal olam issue. The second liberal olam issue is the gerushin. Well, gerushin shlubal olam masik also. The more is going to address that. Masizin ba'emer masay yudecha hekish. The husband is saying he wants to be makdish. Her masayyadayim, I guess, where her masayyadayim. So that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler in the Mishnah says doesn't work. That's what Shmuel Pasuk is like. Some more says okay. Some more says how's it going to work? Mikamidi klamatiratzal lebaloilam the malacha. You address the lebaloilam of the malacha issue. But lebaloilam the gerushin lotiratzal, you haven't addressed the issue that the gerushin is not here yet. Dilahashta les lo reshusa lakdushe. Since she cannot be makdish now, because right now it belongs to the husband, so how can she be makdish it? That should take effect after the gerish. So Rabbi Lo said, "Alav alo, why not?" B'tmiya. So if a person says that this sada which I'm selling you, which right now can be makdashit, I want to be makdashit, it should take effect after I buy it back from you. Milo kacha imacha b'chazer b'lekacha. If he sold it and then bought it back. Moore says that's not a good comparison. Over there, b'yadah lakdisha, right now he has the ability to be makdashit. Shrei akshav shaloy kehecha d'ilu akdisha hashto kacha. Since he can be makdashit now. So I have a right to say it should be Kurdish in the future. But in this scenario, this is more comparable. Holodamya is Maskana the Kushahi. This is still the end of the question. That you want to be Makdashit, it's something which I already sold. I want to be Makdashit after I sell it, after I sold it. So that doesn't work. Morris says back, no. The field which I already sold, and I want to be makdish it at that point in time after I already have sold it, which is too late. The man has no ownership at all in the field. Not the goof for the Paris. It's not his. It was his once upon a time, but it's not his. He can't be makdish it. But hacha gufa b'yoda who. She has herself, she said, my hands should be Kurdish. The Holodamya, Maskana the Taqwa Sahi, this is the end of the thought of the Repapa's question on the question, his response to the question. This is like telling a person, I'm going to have a right. That. I was mashkin it to you, it should be, when I'm praying it should be Kaddish. So Rav Shisha Brei Davidi said, no, this is more along the lines, that which you compared to the case of Sada Zusha Mashkanti L'cha, I should be, when I'm praying it should be Kaddish. That's not correct. It's comparable. Ella lo oimer sadozu shemashkanti lesser shonim. Then biyada liftoiser lakdisha achshon. Right now, the person has no power to be makdisha. And still, he can be makdisha. The kodesh the hashaloihi, but it will be kodesh after the 10 years. The mercy that's not even that's not a good comparison because over here. It's he has the power to get it back at that point in time, over here, she has no power to do gerushin at all. So Rashi said, we have a totally new approach. Kedushin of Guvninu. Kedushin means Beach. Shainland Pidgin. So just like you cannot be poida kedushas mizbeach. You marked there's something kedushas berakabayas. So I told you once, Rabbi Chanan says that every time you marked there's something, really there's two elements which happen. There's a kedusha which is put on the item, and there's an ownership which goes to hekdesh. Right, but the item belongs to hekdesh. So what's the order? So he suggests that by Kedusha Berakabayas, the primary Kedusha is the Kedusha's Domim. It's the primary element, sorry, not the primary, it is Kedusha's Domim, it's not Kedusha's Aguf. The process is that the ownership is given to Hektish, and the Kedusha is secondary. Since it belongs to Hektish, things that belong to Hektish are Kurdish. So therefore, if I can find a way to Bimafkia, the ownership of Hektish, the Kedusha will go away as well. So Pidyon allows me to take over, I sell it, Hektish sells it, they give away the ownership, and the Kedusha goes away. There's a Gemara in Chulin at the last part, the Gemara says a wild case. The Gemara says if a person would be Maktish, a Tarnagol, to Hektish, so you can't, you don't use it as a Korban, you don't put chickens on the Mizbeach. Right, so what it means you're giving the value to Hektish, which Hektish will then sell, right? And then the bird is murdered, it runs away. So Hektish gets no use out of it. So Mursa Tanagal Shemorda, it's no longer Kurdish. It's a Hetzafko on the Kedusha. So he says, how could that work? Because since the Iker ownership of Hektish is the Iker process is the Mominus generates the Kedusha. If you would have an action which would remove the Mominus, it will remove the Kedusha. Mashiach Kedusha is Mizbeach. Kedusha is a goof. When you're mark of the animal on the Mizbeach, or the bird, or the flower for a Mincha, the primary process is first you put the Kedusha on it, and something which is Kurdish belongs to Hektish. So the Mominus comes second. So the first step is putting the actual Kedusha on the item. So that's Kedusha's Aguf. So Kedusha's Aguf doesn't have Pidyon because Pidyon is a transfer of the it's really a transfer of the Mammon, is you're replacing it with something of a different value. But over here, the Mammon wasn't the primary way that Hektish received it. Hektish received it, you put the Kedusha on the item. So there's no Kedusha, there's no Pidyon by Kedusha's Mizbeach, something which has which it, in itself is Kurdish. So we'll see when we get to Nedarim, which is not so far away, that the way a netter works, when you say kainam was a slang which was a way that they used to refer to a korban. They didn't want to use the word korban. It should be the decision kaddish like a korban, because a lot of times they would say korban Lashem, and they're afraid the person will say Lashem korban. And for just say Lashem and not say the word Korban, so we said, you know what, use this slang. But you're putting a Kedusha's Korban on it.
What were they afraid of?
Saying Lashem Korban, they're just saying Lashem, not saying the Korban, they're saying Hashem's name for no purpose. The person will say Lashem and they get interrupted. So we said, you know, don't use the word Korban. Korban, people associate with Lashem Korban. So they use the word Kainim. But it's Kedusha's Korban. So the a netter is a kedusha laguf, but doesn't have pidyon. So there's no way. So in pidyon lekarnam lius nitul the misha netzer lov. You can't say, well, I'll be part of the netter. Right? I'll remove this kedusha's korban, which is on the which is on the item, and makes it usher as a netter. Onto something, I'll be part of the something else. You can't do that. So why can't you do that? It's not really a korban. You're not putting it on his bayach. He says because it's all the way around. The run over there in Durham says that the reason why you hold ain pinion is because that something which has a reduced element of Kedusha to some extent, it's not easy to transfer it. It's easier to transfer a full level of Kedusha than something which only has a reduced level of Kedusha. And also Allah the Mechot, it's also one person. Now, there is a discussion in the Dorim. The more is the whether the whole, there's Mi'ilah B'Kanomis or not. Where he actually says, as much as it's a Kedusha's Korban, there should be Dinah Mi'ilah. So, we pass in Yesh Mi'ilah B'Kanomis. A person would take be over the Isser of something which the Netter has been put on it. He's over the Dinah, he's Chayav B'Korban Mi'ilah. It functions with a Kedusha on it. However, we differentiate between a karnam prati and a karnam klali. If he makes this item also benetter as a karnam to the whole world, then there's a din meal on it. Just like hekdesh is also to the whole world, so this is also to the whole world. So that then it has a full level of kedusha on it. If it's a karnam prati, we hold ein meal of ekonomis. There wouldn't be a din of meal. So Rashi says over here there's no din pidyon because you made it only on one individual. So in that sense, it's not like a full kedusha. It sounds like for Rashi that if you make it also on the whole world, a kedusha which is also to the whole world, pidyon would work. I remember there's talk about it over there in the Torah. I don't remember the details, so but we'll have to wait till we get there. It's in the fourth parak. There's a Ran about it in the fourth parak. I think the Ran holds there is pidyon by Kedem Tolli. I don't remember the details. Lamed Hay, but Aleph, I think. Okay. Now the Kamon Parich. Mekiven the Kedushas Agufu. So Kedushas Aguf is Mekiven the Shibut. So Shimon Shavetus Labala. So if the Kedusha would be Kedushas Damim, so the ownership is a Shibut is a form of a weakened type of financial ownership. The ritual looked at it. It's like a ownership. What's the word I'm looking for? He calls it a mixes kinyan, but it's not a mixes kinyan in kamus. It's a mixes kinyan in echus. Qualitatively, it's not a full kinyan. It's not a quantitative issue. It's a qualitative issue. So, in the shibud aspect, so she has an item, and he has a shibud on it, so that he has a partial ownership in it. So now I take it and I give that money, I give that value to Hekdesh. Well, I give the value to Hekdesh with him owning part of it. So Hekdesh's ownership will become limited. But if it's Kedusha Aguf, Rav Chanan says that what you're first giving is the item gets Kedusha on it, and the ownership of Hekdesh is secondary, which means once the item is Kedusha, it belongs to Hekdesh, so that Kedusha the Goof takes effect, and now he can't own it anymore. So it removes the Shibud. It had been a Kedusha Damim, so you never owned it to be given over to Hekdesh to start with. Your ownership was compromised because it belonged to him, so you can't give it over to Hekdesh more than you have. If you're talking about the Damim aspect, so Kedusha the Goof, she's Makdesh the Goof. And once he's marked to the goof, he can't own it anymore. So it's mafkia the shibud. Shibud shemetz lebala v'chayil. Come on, parakim kainan. My ear shema yirgashenu mehasha chayil. So why are you worried about just in the future? It should take effect right away. Hekdesh. So what's the case? So Rava said a rule that hekdesh comes and shikur are mafkia from shibud. Hekdesh comes and shibud shara lebalchayim. He designated his shore to be the payment for a chayv. Because of Hikdisha, and then he went with Makdish the shore. Samafkia Shibud HaMalva. So the rights of the Malva have been removed. The the Baal Chayav will collect with something else. It was a kosher the carbon, Reno Gozel. It's a carbon. It's not stolen. The ownership which the Baalim had was a limited ownership. It was an ownership which gave him a right to collect, which now that's no longer relevant. Now, with the Kedusha of Guf, the Kedusha of Domim, the Ben HaGabai, Sloim of Kiyah Shibud, with the Kedusha of Domim, so Ben HaGabai is Nam of Kiyah Shibud, and the Baal Chayav has the right to collect it. However, we tell the Malb when he collects, he has to be paid it. How much for a minimal amount, not for the full value? That more says Shlo Yomru that Hekdish is Yotze Lechulin Bli Pidyon. We don't want people to make a mistake and think that you can be really. He doesn't need to be paid at all. He had ownership which preceded Hekdish, and when he's Goyvet, becomes his that overrides the Hekdish, the ownership of Hekdish. It's no longer Hekdish, it's not Kodesh. So it doesn't need opinion at all, really. But people shouldn't think that you might see something from Hekdish without opinion, so he has to point it for minimal value. Okay. Chometz. Also chemsa partikiloi v'kechovim. He designated his chometz as the payment for a loan from a goy. We give Pesach, and then Pesach comes. Isser chometz mafkiyo mishibud hobet kechobim. V'nesser b'hanoa, the chometz becomes asser b'hanoa, and that removes the shibud that the goy has. Now, it's a grashi, there's a mishalon like that. V'holet nan b'chom shehobel yisrael chemse achar Pesach is mutzer b'hanoa. So the more asked the question over there in Pesachim, so the goy lent the Yisrael money, and he still gave the chometz as the mashkin. So that chometz is mutzer b'hanoa. So the more answers, Agmina lahosim kisharhinu etzloi shemosu b'yodah mashkin. He didn't. He gave it into the hands of the goy. So then the goy, if you hold Baal Chayav kind of mashkin. And when the mashkin is given to the Baal Chayav at the beginning of the loan, the Baal Chayav gets actual ownership rights in it while he has it. So it belongs to the goy during Pesach, so it doesn't become also because of chametz in the rishus of a Jew. But in a case where the Jew would keep the chametz in his rishus, that chametz comes also b'hanon, then he can't use it to pay the goy. The status of Isser of chametz is mafkiya the goy shibut. Shechur also av the partiki. Person designated his eved as a payment, and then b'shichra he frees the eved. B'shichra loy, the loy frees him. B'shichra, so the shichra works. And the Baal Chayav will have to get paid with something else. And Morris says, if that's true, so why are we only worried about that the Baal should be made for the netter? Because when he divorces her, it'll take effect. It should take effect immediately. The problem is immediate. So Murabon the Shibud of the Baal, Baratat of Chazal, took the rights of the Baal that he has to get her work, his schus that he has in her hands to get work, while they're married, it's stronger. The Shibud of the Kalakak, Gomer, will look him up. It's not like it just has a shibud. He owns it. So if he owns it, she can't be makdish it away. So as long as they're married, he has the ownership. So therefore, she cannot be makdish it in a way which, or she cannot make a netter on it in a way which would make it.
What? Put a netter on it?
Right. Also to her husband. Is that the Mishnah? These are the malachas which a woman is expected in the marriage. She has a commit. She has a chiyuv to do. Techenis, she has to mill things, to grind things. Vayfer bake, mechabeses, washes, mevashelas, cooks. Manikas menorah, she nurses the child. Mitzas lehamito, she makes the bed. Vayse bitzemer, and she has to produce thread.
Any bed, her bed, her bed.
His bed.
His bed.
Tells Lo, she prepares for him the bed. He needs a little shifrachas. If she brings a shifrin to the marriage, so Lo techenis v'lo oifer v'lo mechabesis. He cannot force her to do any of these works. This work is given over to the shifra, the grinding, the baking, and the washing. So we feel like what's bad about baking? I remember my mother-in-law described the baking process in shtetl. Hard, yeah. I mean, they would bake once a week because the process of, I mean, they'd bake for the whole week, but because you know, using up the wood, but the whole process was a full day affair. The chopping the wood and getting the water, for, you know, and making the dough, getting the fire going, you know, and then they would bake enough for the whole week. So it was a large family. That their only food was bread, basically. So that was.
Which day of the week did they do that?
Earlier in the week, the Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, something like that. I think that they didn't want to. You know, it was labor. I mean, she said that they used to make a dough. They make one big dough and then they would bake it in parts. They set a part aside, and they would make, you know, they add some extra sugar and oil, and that'd be the Shabbos. It was a thick bread. She says they used to knead 2 foot at a time. Foot is 10 kilo. I mean, they needed 20 kilo of flour, 42 pounds of flour, 44 pounds of flour in a shot. That was the dough. They needed it by hand. You know, understand when she was able to be a partisan afterwards. Anyway,
what?
I mean, she was kneading. She was still kneading by hand. Challah. She was 89 years old. She was making challah by hand. Still 5 pounds of flour. She was still strong enough to do that. You know. So the shifcha took over the job. Shtayim. She brought in 2 shvachis. So she can give over he cannot force her to do bishul or to nurse. One of the shvachas would be a wet nurse. Sholosh ematzas le'amita ve'nosu b'tzemer. She brings in 3. She doesn't have to do matzas amita. So Tyson is going to say later on that there are actually 2 parts to the matzas amita. There's the making the mattress. You know, they would stuff the mattress and they plump it up, etc. That's a very, very heavy work. And then there was putting it on the linen, which is more of a chibedik thing between the husband and the wife. So that the shivcha would not do. But the process of plumping up the mattress and all of that work, which was a lot of work, that belonged to the shivcha. Banos b'tzemer, the shivcha would take over the making the wool, making the thread. Arba, she brings in 4 shvachis. Yoshevus b'katadra. She sits on a throne. So Rashi says, you know, we made a list of the malachas. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7 malachas that lists. The first shivcha takes away 3. The second one takes away the next 2. And the third one takes away another 2. So after 3, all 7 are taken away. So what does it mean? The 4 sits in a katadra, 3 sits in a katadra. So Rashi says that he can send her to go get something. There's other things she can do. That's the 4th shifcha takes care of that. Okay.
Is there an order? I mean, once you have it, I guess that's between them. In other words, are these things more important than one in front of another?
Is it order how you divide up the with the shvachas? I don't know.
The other thing is this: one of them is nursing. I mean, you have to be able to nurse.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if it's not possible, not possible.
Well, I mean, she's talking about nursing her child, so it's her child. So she has this ability, and it's. I mean, I understand if they don't nurse, it goes away. But still, it's. doesn't mean automatically that someone's going to be ready to nurse. You have one, two people, that one of them is going to be in the situation to nurse.
If they can't, they can.
If they can't, they can.
Okay. If the Yasser Omer, Fechlitzel Mea Shwachis, Kevilasis Mitzemer. No, even if they bring in, if she brings in 100 Shwachis, she has to do something. And what's the something? She should produce thread. Shabbatola Mevia Lede Zima. The not doing anything is a dangerous place to be in, because it potentially leads to the possibility of getting involved in the znus. Shimon Wilmer Afremader Zishta Melasas Malacha. If a husband would make a neder asking all Malacha that she does on him, so she ends up not being able to do anything. Yotzibit and Ksuba Shabbatola Mevia Lede Shimum. He's putting her in a situation where she will sit there with no work to do. It potentially will cause her to go crazy. So he's threatening her health. So unless he finds her with him out to the netter, he's endangering her health. He'd have to divorce her. So Chazal had a positive view of work.
Inside the home.
Inside the home, as opposed to, you know, the goal is retirement, not to do anything. The goal is to make sure you're doing something. So Rashi Oifa is pass, as opposed to Bishul is not cooking, so it's baking. Why do you need to bring, you know, if one woman can do seven things, and the Shifcha never can only do three, you know, now let the Shifcha do all seven. He asked her to take things from upstairs to downstairs. So the fourth shifkut removes her from that responsibility. Shimum is shigoyen. Person will go crazy. Okay. So the Mora says, Techenis, Sachodaito, are we referring to so normally they would use it wasn't talking about, they were asking her to move the millstone. That was a very large stone, and that was either done by animals or by water, etc., or a very, very strong man. You can't ask a woman to do such a thing. Ela ema matchenis, I mean, she sets the process going. It's talking about a hand as opposed to a large one. It's talking about a hand mill. Okay. Fine. So the more Masisin Delek Rebchia, the son of Rebchia brings a brisa which says Enisha Ela LeYofi Enisha Ela LeBonim. So which means that the husband cannot force it to the work. Tanur Kia, Anisha the Tachshita Isha. What you basically are accomplishing by marrying a wife is you have to provide her with jewelry. Tanur Kia writes a Shiadan as Ishtai. A person wants to make her look prettier. Yalbishena Kli Pishtan. So Kli Pishtan. Linen garments accomplish that. I'm not sure what the connection is. A Rosh Hashanah is Bitoy. Yachilena Efroichim Yashkena Cholov Samach Lepirka. So let her eat young birds and. And give her milk to drink. The time that she's going to become a gadola, so that apparently helps her become presentable.
Why?
Okay. The crash is a kind of a daiter. Am I megalgo in the oifan? The water moves the stone. And it grinds. Matchenis is mechina tzarchei tchina. So she does. She gets the process going. She puts it into the funnel because it's a camera. She catches the flowers that comes out. She does the job So she's actually grinding it. The other rechaim shoyat. Some of the hand mill. He has to buy jewelry to make her look nice. She added as ziva to give her to strengthen her shine. The pirka yimei hanurim. She comes close to time of becoming a gedolah. Time of urim. You have these items. Okay. Manikas Beno. So the more Lemimus Nisan. Talk about Shammai. The Tanya. Nodra Shalom Honikas Beno. If she made a neder, she's not going to nurse the child. So. Beshammai Shemethis Dad Mipiv. She has a right to remove her nursing from the child. She makes the netter. So it's effective. And now she stops nursing. The husband has a right to force her to be manic the child because she's meshubah to the husband for that process. It's part of her shibudim to the husband. And a netter which she makes, which goes against the sheep of the husband, we said before, doesn't work. So, but you see, Beishami says it does work. It means Beishami holds it's not, he's not, that's not one of the malachas that she's meshubah to do to the husband. Niskarsha, if she then becomes divorced, Enokaifa, so we can't force it to do that. So she now the netter takes effect and she can't nurse the child. Now Imhoya Makira, if the child only recognizes the mother and refuses to nurse from another woman, so nursing Laskara Vakaifa Manikasim Imne Hasakana. So when the child's in danger, so she has to be manning the child. So we force the mother to be manning the child because of the sakana of the child. So I'm not sure what the notion of l'schara means. Let's go back and be shamai. So the husband has no right to force her to do it. So he has to pay her as if he'd be paying a shifcha. But we need to make her do it because of the danger to the child. So Mor says, so the Mishnah says, you see that there's no din of, according to Mitzilah, the she which he has to the husband prevents the netter from taking effect. Like our Mishnah says. Mishami says, not like that. Phil Tem Mishami. The Mishnah, no, the Mishnah goes to Mishami. Hachem Eskid and Gonshin Nodra, he, Mikayim Lohu. Okay, so the case was that she made a netter, and the husband was making it. So now, even though she's meshubah to him and he has a right to force her, as opposed to her, she had no shifra. So, Beishami says, what's supposed to happen? She the netter is chal. She can't do it. See, the husband's forced to go hire a nurse and pay for the cost of a wet nurse. Basil says that he can force her to do it. Kasabe Shammai, who knows an etzah ben shinau? Basil, sorry, he knows the etzah ben shinau. So who do we hold at fault over here? So Beis Hillel says we hold her at fault. She shouldn't have made such a netter. So therefore, the husband has the rights, even though the husband agreed to it, so that then he's going to use the rights to force her because he has a right. He agreed to forgo it, to, as it were, to forgo his rights by being Mekayim the Neder. No, she started the process, she made the mess. See, he doesn't lose his chutz to force her to be Meinik. Beishami says, if she would have made the neder and the husband would not have accepted it, so he has a right to force her based on his chutz to make be Meinik, and not, he doesn't have to hire a nurse. But if he agreed to it, he forwent his rights. His rights are forgot by agreeing to it. So now he can't force her. So it's like he put his finger between her teeth and she bit it off. So it was, you know, that's what you get. You put your finger there, then you get a bite. You agreed to it. You made the mess. So the husband is not required. He could have been made for the netter. He wasn't made for the netter. So therefore, he's mekayimit. So he can't force it to be made. That's the case of the brice. But in general, the husband has a right to force her to be made. It's part of the one of the malachas she has to do. The Mora says, so if that's the machloikis, so why is the issue specifically limited to the case of Hanaka, right? This would be a general issue. If she makes a netter, which the netter would be something which he would have to divorce her. She made a netter, being usher hanoah from him in all things. And he's Mekayim the netter. So what happens? Does he have to pay the ksuba or not? So according to Beisilla, it was her fault. He doesn't have to pay the ksuba. According to Beishama, he was making it. So he has to pay the ksuba. Beishami just says in general that she doesn't have to be Meinik. Going back in our Mishnah, you're right, Beishami does not agree with our Mishnah. Look, Rashi. Shmuel is Dami Piv. Lotini Kenel, we remove the dad from the child's mouth. Shechala Neder, the Neder is Chal. Amalo Meshab, if the Neder is Chal, means it's not Meshab to the husband, because if it's Meshab to the husband, she has no right to be, the Neder is not effective. Mitzil says, Kevin Manika, the Meshab delay, will Chal Neder. Mitzil says, since she's Meshab to the husband, Neder doesn't take effect. So she's Meinik. My Makira, Shana writes a Linuk Mecheris. The child recognizes the mother and refuses to nurse from somebody else. So we make her be Meinik because of the Sakana, but he has to pay her. The Bryce, it's on a case of that she made the netter and the husband was making. And where it says, if so, she made a netter to be that she can't benefit from the husband anyway. And then the husband was making the netter. So according to Beishilol, she made the problem. So they can't stay together because she's also behind off to him. But she doesn't serve a ksuba. She started the procedure. She forced his hand to divorce her. But according to Beishilol, since the Baal was making, it's the Baal's problem. So he has to make ksuba. We have a price which says, not in the case of a netter, but in general, Beishami says that he can't force her to be Meinik. Imena writes, if she doesn't want to be Meinik, he can't force her. So Beishami doesn't hold about our Mishnah that it's one of the malachas that the woman is Meshubah to the husband. Machvartim, it's correct. The root of the word is lashon of chiver, cleaning, white. That's pure. So the correct shot is that this is not like Beishami. Simay makira. So Rashi learns that adkama means that at what age, you know, a child immediately is born doesn't recognize the mother over anybody else, and you know, takes a little while. Eventually, the child will become familiar with the mother, and it'll be difficult to transfer the child to somebody else. Okay. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Shlosha Chodoshim. We can assume that once the child's age of 3 months, we assume that the child is used to the mother, and we can force her to be manic, not attempt to use somebody else. Shmuel Amar Shlosham Yoyim. Rav Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chamishim Yoyim. So Amar Rav Simon Bar Abaya, Halacha Rav Yitzchak. That name of Yerchanan Chemishim Yon. Halachah Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Mishum Rabbi Yerchanan. So what's the Mishum of Rav Rabbi Yerchanan? 50 days or 3 months, 90 days. Kolchad v'chad ki chorfe. Some children are quicker, and some children are slower. El Shmuel. You know, if a child, the 30 days already is sharp enough to recognize the mother specifically. Samora says, Kiyosa, Rami Bar Yecheskel. So Rami Yecheskel came. Omer loy tefetzinu lahani toli dechayel Yehuda ochi mishmei deshmul. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rami Yecheskel were brothers. Yehuda's name was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. They were twins, actually. He says, "Don't listen to what my brother Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Hachem Shmuel calls man Shemakira. There's no date. There's no time. We have to actually test and see what happens." If we give a child to somebody else, will the child accept somebody else or not? As opposed to making an assumption by a certain date, we assume that that's going to be the reality. One way or the other, we have to test. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll pick up the...